Oh, I can't dance.
Yes, you can. Stop that.
Oh, I really can't.
Yes, you can. Come on, right,
just
left,
give it
right,
a try.
Left.
Really, you can teach me?
You got the legs for
Nellie Mckay has made a name for herself as a jazzy pop singer-songwriter who combines smart lyrics with unusual musical juxtapositions to create a fresh, genre-defying sound. Now, onto her fourth album, she's still surprising fans, this time with a Doris Day tribute called Normal as Blueberry Pie. It's charming without being cutesy, and Mckay's smoky, smooth, old-fashioned voice is a perfect fit for her interpretations of Day's classics.
I never could do the conga, could never get through the conga. But if you say do the conga, I ain't hip to that step, but I'll take it. I never could see.
Nellie Mckay joins us in the studio. How nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm blushing.
So what's the connection you have with Doris Day?
I listened to her a lot when I was growing up, and, you know, she was always just kind of the voice of hope. She took me away from the crassness,
mm-hmm.
You know. It was wonderful escapism.
Yeah. Was it true you were at, in Baltimore?
Oh, that was where I found her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about finding her.
I was at an aquarium protest. They have the big aquarium there. And like many activists, when you support the same cause, you don't really like each other. So after the protest, we all kind of dispersed. And I went to the record shop, and I found a picture of her on a, you know, fake boat with a fake sky with a lacquered hairdo. And, you know, I just had to get it. You know, it's high time more people discovered her music.
Right, because so many people just remember her from, you know, the Rock Hudson movies or those where she was like America's sweetheart.
I know. I mean, what a thing to be saddled with.
Love somebody, yes, I do.
Now, I think a lot of people don't know that Doris Day was a singer before she became a movie star, and she sang with big bands, Les Brown, for example, and she recorded over 600 songs. How do you decide what 12 or 13 to put on a CD?
Yeah, I wish there was a method, you know. It involved a little bit of alcohol, you know. You know, one of the things that made it easier is she's a much better singer than me. So there's certain songs I just couldn't do. Like, say, It's Magic is very difficult to do. And then there were a lot that she sounded great on. They're beautiful songs, but they're not particularly identified with her. And we still picked a few, really, of each of those categories. But, you know, we tried to have diversity in the album like she had in her recording career.
What's the creative process like? How is it different for you when you're recording someone else's song? How do you make them your own?
Well, at first I was trying to sound like Miss Day, and that didn't really come off at all. It was as long as it's not pitchy and it seems, you know, like it's true.
Sincere.
Sincere. And also, I learned that from her autobiography, in which she was taught by her first singing teacher to always pretend you're just singing to one person out there.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease.
Well, it is nice to rediscover these songs. Sentimental Journey, which you do, was her first big hit. And a lot of people have said that your own music seems to belong to another era. Do you gravitate toward, like, the sentiment that's expressed in this?
Oh, I don't know. It's lovely. It is a trip back in time, and you try to put yourself in that time, in that frame of mind.
You do.
Yeah.
But you do some wonderful arrangements to some of these songs. I mean, I don't think I ever expected to hear a Doris Day song done with, is it steel drums?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a gentleman I found in the subway, and I love people who play in the subway or on the street. They just make life so much nicer, and he was always playing these kind of Frank Sinatra songs and doo-wop songs on the steel drums, so I thought it'd be a good sound.
Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home.
Mm-hmm. You Do the Song Mean to Me, which was famously recorded by Ruth Etting. And Doris Day actually played Ruth Etting in the movie Love Me or Leave Me. Did you watch that movie?
Oh, yes. And I've listened to Ruth Etting herself. I'd loved it ever since I saw that movie, which was back in high school. The pain of caring.
Yeah.
You know.
You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Baby, can't you see what you mean to me?
What's up next for you? I mean, I know you've been touring in support of this. That takes a lot of time. Your activism takes a lot of time. What's in the future for you?
It's lovely. I'm working on the musical and movie Election. So I think my collaborators have just about given up on me. So I need to get something to them in the next couple of days. but I don't know. It's nice. It's just nice being here with you.
Ah.
It's like we knew people at Columbia. They said they talked to Bob Dylan, and they said, "What are you doing, Bob?" And he said, I'm right here." And then they said, "Well, where are you living now?" I said, "I'm living right here."
So we'll just live in this moment.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This is a real treat.
It's a pleasure.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through.
You can hear songs from Nellie Mackay's new CD at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.